pieces by pieces. Nothing is lost when it is found again. Everything's found where it was lost.
It's Eddie Fury again here on WMIC and WTJV. And with me is a musical group called The Rough and Tumble, and they'll be in concert in Port Salak at the Salak County Museum. And they are a Nashville-based Americana folk duo. If you haven't seen their stuff or heard their stuff, you just heard a couple of tunes we played on the radio also, and they are on YouTube and on the internet. And with me is the folk duo of the band, Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler. How you doing, kids?
Good, how are you?
Great. So from what I understand, you're currently traveling all over the country, touring and playing the music at different locations. And are you actually in your 16-foot camper?
So right now we're in our truck that pulls the 16-foot camper. We're playing a string of lighthouse shows this week here on the western side of Michigan. And so we're actually staying in a lighthouse, but we had to drive to get cell phone service because lighthouses notoriously are bad with technology, right?
Right. And so is it just you two traveling together, or do you have like a group that travels with you too?
Oh, it's just us two. We live full time in the camper, and we say that we're Nashville based because we have a P.O. box there still, and that's where the government thinks that we live. But we're living in the camper, the two of us and our two big dogs, and now a small hamster for the last 6 years.
So how long have you guys been together?
We've been doing this project for about 10 years. We started playing together back in 2007. We're both pursuing solo musical, careers, and then started writing together in 2011, and started this group shortly thereafter.
And how did you meet to first come together?
Yeah, we actually met at a music school on Martha's Vineyard. It was kind of this semester abroad program. I guess it's not abroad, although Martha's Vineyard does feel like a different country sometimes. But it was kind of just a school of rock sort of situation. 35 students, all on an island in winter, and so you learn to write songs and get to know your neighbors pretty well. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like reminds you of a certain movie called Once, how you come together and it just works.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally.
We loved that movie back, when we were first starting as well. Yeah. And we didn't foresee ourselves in those characters. Well, obviously not, because we ended up just staying together.
Right, yeah.
It was more than once,
yeah. Yeah, and honestly, it took us a good four years to, to start making, to really start making music together.
Be more committed.
And took us a little bit longer to, to get into a romantic relationship as well.
Yeah.
And it's through the love of music, obviously, right?
Yeah, the love of music and the love of dogs.
Yeah.
You gotta love the dogs, yeah. My dog, I got a bulldog pit bull mix, and we even got the dog its own bed, so he wouldn't sleep in our bed, but he still loves our bed. So,
yeah.
We got a big dog, the small dog, and now the cat has joined the fray, so.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we have two mastiffs, and wow. They are not allowed on the bed because, because there's not room.
Most of the time, they're not allowed on the bed. There's some exceptions.
Yeah, yeah, good luck with that. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part. I was named for the struggle, weight shifting, arms lifting, head strong and hitting what's not coming. You were named for the road. Yeah, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part. There's a headlight out there somewhere. You'll beckon what's wrecking us with every step in the wrong direction. Well, there's a porch light waiting here. Yeah, the hardest part is over. The hardest part is over. Yeah, the hardest part is over. Till the next hardest part.
So your music, Americana, is what they call it. I would say it's a mix of folk, but I tell you what, this style has been adopted once again. You're hearing a plethora of artists using this style, and Mumford & Sons is one of them, but there's some others that add the electronic element to it, but it just works and it mixes, and the music really speaks to your heart, especially the lyrics. I know I was just listening and watching some of your music also. I gotta say, when you listen closely to the lyrics and your voices, both are just great, by the way. It brings a little tear to your eyes sometimes. My played it for my 14-year-old daughter, who's into this style, and she loves this stuff. So, first of all, great song, by the way. The hardest part's the first one I played for her, and she's like, "Oh my goodness, why'd you do that to me, Dad?" So.
Oh man, 14 is such a good age to, to fall in love with music too.
Yeah.
That, I mean, when we were both 14, we were just nonstop music listeners.
Yeah.
And
listening to those same songs again and again, and it would make me feel the same way again and again. I kept going back to it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's something about the, she's playing the ukulele again now. She's picking that up.
Oh, cool.
And I just got a guitar. I just celebrated my 50th birthday. My little brother, he's the guitarist, and I sing. He bought me a guitar because he says, you know, I've always wanted to learn. Now it's going to force me. It's going to kick the, you know, finally kick another thing in the bucket that I want to do, a bucket list. And just watching your stuff there, I was like, man, that's exactly what I was hoping to, you know, need. That's what I needed. This is the kind of music I think people need right now also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it makes it, it doesn't matter how well or not well you play. There's something about creating music. Like, you can listen to music all day long, and it's great. We would encourage it. But I think there's something about making that sound yourself that can really change the way you listen again, too. There's there's a real reciprocal thing that happens when you play.
Absolutely.
You guys also won an Independent Music Award for Best Song for the Hardest Part in 2019, and then you were chosen Best Artist of the Year in a Listener Network contest also. You know, it's a hard road for musicians. It is, you know, now, especially with the internet out there. How'd that feel to at least the attention? You got a little bit of attention on that and all the hard work you put in.
Yeah, that was, we received the award in 2020 in, April of 2020. And, we got the news, you know, that we had won, and we were just so thrilled. And then, later that day, we got a notification that our unemployment status, you know, finally went through. And so it was just like this real weird mix of emotions, you know. Here's this really good thing for our career, and
all this work that we had put in for the previous 9 years had finally culminated into, you know, something. Not that everyday playing or, you know, the things that people say and do for us, with us, isn't reward enough, because it is, but having that recognition really meant something to be able to kind of just put a star on our hat, you know, for a second. But then at the same time, realizing that all this work we had put in for the last 9 years came to a complete halt.
Yeah. And if you remember back in April, you know, we just had no idea how long this pandemic was going to last. We had no idea who was going to last through the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, what venues were still going to be in operation. You know, it just was.
It was two things.
Yeah. So, the hardest part, you know, was over until the next hardest part.
Being on the road in this way, does it inspire you also, helping with the writing process to come up with some new material?
Yeah, definitely. We wrote a ton when the pandemic did hit. we were writing a lot of commissions. People were keeping us afloat, you know, by getting commissioned songs from us. But we noticed toward the last couple of months that our writing had kind of dried up in this weird way. And we hit the road officially in the last, what would you say, 2 weeks, three weeks?
3 weeks. Yeah.
Again, where we're really traveling, really doing it again. And in the last couple of weeks, we've come out, you know, polished up three new songs. Easily. And so I think there is something to be said about, you know, getting back into the groove. And yeah, we do. We feel inspired. It's literally moving our bodies around again is helping move those ideas around.
You guys got it together, too. I mean, your website's a great-looking website. Your YouTube videos are fantastic. Great quality, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We just put out a new one yesterday. It was our first animated video for our song "I Must Be the Sun," and it was animated by this fantastic artist from the UK.
Yeah, she actually did the animation for Taylor Swift's documentary.
Yeah,
so we feel really lucky to have gotten her.
No, I wish she were dead. Thought maybe it would make you love me instead. I can see it would never work. Now you gotta love someone first to really make the hurt count. You gotta love to make the hurt count. You know I wish it was right that love doesn't work like the pieces of a pie. Either Esau or Jacob, one gets blessed. Don't tell me one don't get more and one don't get less. One gets more and one gets less.
Wow. So what's next for you guys other than after this tour? How long does this tour will go?
You know, it's kind of the unending tour at this point. We have shows booked through December. We'll probably stop off at my sister's house for Christmas, but then we're picking up pretty quickly in 2022 again, in early January. So we're, you know, maybe we're a little overambitious post-pandemic, but there's no sign of slowing at this point.
Yeah.
Rough and Tumble is the group, with Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler, and it'll be in Port Salink, the Salink County Museum. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite, just $10 through July 9th, and $15 at the door. Come see them. They're real great treats, and they're a really great group here. Thank you, Mallory and Scott. Be safe out there on the road.
Hey, thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
In case you come around. What can be said of the dead? Forgiveness can be fabricated, sewn up with a thread. I hand stitch curtains to keep the light hid, 'cause it's easier than loving what lives. It's inconvenient to love you. It's inconvenient to love you. It's inconvenient to love you. Split sun. Some lady I don't know says it can't be done. I hope she was right. I must be the sun. It was just the one they wrote about to in the I must be the sun.